2021年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷英语班测卷二，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
Number one. Hi, Bob. Wow, what a beautiful school bag.
Hello, Lily. I bought it for Mary's coming birthday.
Hi, Bob. Wow, what a beautiful school bag.
Hello, Lily. I bought it for Mary's coming birthday. Number two.I'm going to have a picnic this Saturday. Would you like to go with me, Kathy?
I'd love to, but I have to go to the supermarket with my mother.
I'm going to have a picnic this Saturday. Would you like to go with me, Kathy?
I'd love to, but I have to go to the supermarket with my mother.
Number three, how did you go to Lijiang Old Town with your friend?
We first decided to get there by car, but finally we rode a bike.
How did you go to Lijiang Old Town with your friend?
We first decided to get there by car, but finally we rode a bike.
Number four. Excuse me, when is the next train to Shanghai?
Let me check. Oh, it leaves in half an hour.
I need one ticket, please.
Okay. Please wait a moment.
Excuse me, when is the next train to Shanghai?
Let me check. Oh, it leaves in half an hour.
I need one ticket, please.
Okay, please wait a moment. Number five. What's wrong with your right eye?
I was hit by a ball yesterday.
Oh, how did that happen?
I took a walk in the park. A man was training his dog there. He threw a ball for his dog to catch.But it just hit my right eye when I passed by.
What's wrong with your right eye?
I was hit by a ball yesterday.
Oh, how did that happen?
I took a walk in the park. A man was training his dog there. He threw a ball for his dog to catch, but it just hit my right eye when I passed by.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Good morning. Can I help you?
I want American breakfast with fried eggs.
Okay. Do you want to have some salad?
No, I just ate it yesterday.
I got it. Which one do you prefer? Grape juice or tea?
Neither. Just help me make the coffee very strong, please.
American breakfast with fried eggs and a cup of strong coffee.Is there anything else?
No, thanks.
Okay. Wait a minute, please. Good morning. Can I help you?
I want American breakfast with fried eggs.
Okay. Do you want to have some salad?
No, I just ate it yesterday.
I got it. Which one do you prefer? Grape juice or tea?
Neither. Just help me make the coffee very strong, please.
American breakfast with fried eggs and a cup of strong coffee. Is there anything else?
No, thanks.
Okay. Wait a minute, please.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两个小题。
Jane, why are you looking so sleepy?
Oh, it's a long story. I watched a movie after school yesterday evening, but when I went to bed, I remembered I still had some homework to do, so I stayed up late.
An unforgettable night.
Yeah, unforgettable and busy. What about you? Did you have a good evening, Michael?
Just okay. Not as busy as you. I went to the sports center after school, and I went to bed at 9 o'clock and didn't wake up until 7 o'clock this morning.
That's nice. You must have had a good sleep.
Yes. And I suggest that you should sleep earlier to be active next day.
I will.
Jane, why are you looking so sleepy?
Oh, it's a long story. I watched a movie after school yesterday evening, but when I went to bed, I remembered I still had some homework to do, so I stayed up late.
An unforgettable night.
Yeah, unforgettable and busy. What about you? Did you have a good evening, Michael?
Just okay. Not as busy as you. I went to the sports center after school, and I went to bed at 9 o'clock and didn't wake up until 7 o'clock this morning.
That's nice. You must have had a good sleep.
Yes. And I suggest that you should sleep earlier to be active next day.
I will.
听下面一段独白，回答第十至第十二三个小题。
The world's smallest island is called Just Room Enough Island. It lies between the U.S. and Canada and is just about 310 square meters. It is an island with just enough room for its owner's house, a couple of trees, and a small beach with a pair of chairs. Just Room Enough Island was bought by the Sizeland family in the 1950s. The family wanted to build it as a comfortable vacation home. They used a boat to bring building materials from the bank, and then they built a house, planted trees and grass on the island. The family never expected the island to be visited by the tourists. In order to be called an island, their land must have an area larger than 1 square foot, stay above water all year, and have at least one tree. The last one didn't come true, so they had to plant trees.
The world's smallest island is called Just Room Enough Island. It lies between the U.S. and Canada and is just about 310 square meters. It is an island with just enough room for its owner's house, a couple of trees, and a small beach with a pair of chairs. Just Room Enough Island was bought by the Sizeland family in the 1950s. The family wanted to build it as a comfortable vacation home. They used a boat to bring building materials from the bank, and then they built a house, planted trees and grass on the island. The family never expected the island to be visited by the tourists. In order to be called an island, their land must have an area larger than 1 square foot, stay above water all year, and have at least 1 tree. The last one didn't come true, so they had to plant trees.
I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think about it, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job in your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it were so simple. How can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend my time studying.
Don't do like that. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should put your study and life into the same position.
What sports do you think would be more useful?
All ball games. They can not only make you relaxed, but also make you stronger. You will have more energy to deal with your study.
Thanks a lot for your advice.
You're welcome.
'I've been feeling so stressed lately.
What happened to you?
Well, I'm really worried about my grades. As long as I think about it, I can't fall asleep.
You always do a good job in your study. Don't worry too much. What you need to do is to relax.
I just wish it were so simple. How can I stop feeling so stressed all the time?
I think sports can help you deal with your stress.
I don't really have time for that. I need to spend my time studying.
Don't do like that. Studying all day isn't very useful. You should put your study and life into the same position.
What sports do you think would be more useful?
All ball games. They can not only make you relaxed, but also make you stronger. You will have more energy to deal with your study.
Thanks a lot for your advice.
You're welcome.
第三节，听下面一篇短文，按照你所听内容的先后顺序，将下列图片排序。短文读两遍。
Hello everyone, I'm Tom. I'm interested in running. I get up at 6:30 every day and go to the gym. Then I run from 7 o'clock to 7:30, and I go to school at 8 o'clock.Together with my classmates, I spend hours having piano classes. Sometimes I go to the library to relax. I have read a lot, not only Chinese books, but also books in English. I have learned a lot from reading, and my younger brother Chris is interested in swimming. He thinks it can make him healthy. He began to learn swimming.At the age of 4. His dream is to compete in international competitions. I'm proud of him. He is a quiet child, except for his usual training. His second hobby is painting. His favorite painter is Picasso. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom. I'm interested in running.I get up at 6:30 every day and go to the gym. Then I run from 7 o'clock to 7:30, and I go to school at 8 o'clock. Together with my classmates, I spend hours having piano classes. Sometimes I go to the library to relax. I have read a lot, not only Chinese books, but also books in English. I have learned a lot from reading, and my younger brother Chris is interested in swimming. He thinks it can make him healthy. He began to learn swimming at the age of 4. His dream is to compete in international competitions. I'm proud of him. He is a quiet child, except for his usual training. His second hobby is painting. His favorite painter is Picasso.